This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Radio you can touch.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Feels like old home week.
I know what you mean.
Jeff Lutz.
Definitely old home week when you're here.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's old home week?
Are you saying I'm old or that I should be in a home?
Yes.
Alrighty then.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, a Thursday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Thanks to Max Power back in the studio for getting us through these shows as we adapt to a new time frame. And Max having to withstand some of my antics, which is never easy for people.
It's not that tough.
Yeah,
whatever.
In
one ear, out the other.
Wonderful. You've
blah,
got it.
Blah, blah.
You got it all figured out. Life's wonderful.
Nothing figured out.
Here's where we are in our picks as we enter week 20. With just a few more weeks to go, we end it with the Super Bowl week. We start picking some weird things now with fewer and fewer football games. Right now, Jason Duda has 353 points. I have 319, so I'm, 20, I'm a long way behind. 29 points?
34.
30, something.
Something.
34 points. Jeff has 317 points.
Max, you're ahead of me?
Yeah, I took a lead over you last week.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Max, well, you're terrible at picking games.
But you had 6 points one week.
I'm six ahead of you in games.
I don't care about all that.
Games. Yeah, I had 7 points in week 17. You had 9.
That's 2 more.
I had 6 points in week 18. You had 29. You took an 11-point lead. I had 31 points last week. You had 18. That wiped out your 11-point lead and gave me a 2-point lead. Max has 264. Anthony, 250. Max is now second in terms of games picked, but he's still 16 games under 500.
All right.
I have a clear advantage in games pick. I am 6 games ahead of Jeff, 5 ahead of Duda, 4 ahead of Max, and 11 ahead of Anthony.
Crazy.
You're not that far ahead.
We can't order chips and salsa on this app. I don't like it.
Nobody cares if you get chips and salsa.
From Mexico Viejo, wonderful restaurant. But let's put chips and salsa on the takeout menu,
Why
folks.
Wouldn't they have that?
I don't know.
That's where you're going for takeout?
I just wanted some chips and salsa.
On the way home?
Yeah.
Well, that's selfish.
Why is that selfish?
You're not taking them to your wife?
Of course I would. Well, I'll have to go to Carlos O'Kelly's now. That's a little bit out of the way, or I won't go anywhere.
Go to Cholita's out in Central and Tyler.
It's way out of the way, sort of, almost.
Not really.
Eh.
You ever been there? They have, I think they have the best chips and salsa in town.
There's, it's hard to do bad. Most of the places I go,
their salsa
are pretty good.
And they can give you that white cheese salsa. It's so good.
We call that queso.
Nah,
for sure.
Something, they call it something different.
All right. I doubt they do, but you never
know.
You know
what? I'll knock both of you out. I know I'm an old man.
I was here.
I will knock. I got so many bats over there in the corner.
By the time you get to them, I'll be in my car and halfway home.
No, you won't. You'll be on the first stair.
As slow as I move, you move slower. So good luck with that.
Before you hurt these boys, Bob, can I let me recommend you a Mexican restaurant, La Chona. It's on Harry.
What is it?
La Chona. It's on Harry.
Where is it?
On Harry.
I don't go to Harry.
Right before Big Lot. Right before Shanghai. Before Shanghai. If you go to Shanghai.
That's way out there.
Let me tell you, it's as close to West Coast Mexican.
I like Shanghai.
It's as close to West Coast Mexican as I've had. It's really good.
There you go. We might look into that.
We went somewhere on the 20th. That was good.
What's,
can't remember what it was.
Dude is not even listening.
I'm here.
I tell you, I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
We're like the Shockers right now.
Just a...
I got people out of the transfer portal who...
Rare.
Seem to care less.
Transfer portal.
About what's
going on.
You
transfer portal guy?
Transfer portal guy.
Impressive. Taylor, by the way, we forgot to congratulate him. Sports writer of the year
really?
In Kansas.
Wow, good for him.
Oh, there you go.
That's great.
There you go.
Good for him.
Nice award.
Surely.
He beat out the other three.
Exactly.
And listen, that was an uncalled for, but...
Everyone's thinking it. We can say it.
There are no more sports writers in Kansas.
I don't know many. We did not win Broadcaster of the Year, though.
Did I?
No.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
What's the problem with you?
Me?
Yeah.
You.
And not having your headset on.
What do I need my headset on for?
That's a great question.
Max might talk.
If he does.
It's Max. I'm going to hear enough
of him. We might get a phone call.
In 20 minutes.
If we get a call, he'll put his headset
put him on.
So will I.
Well, I hope we do get a call. I think I'm getting tired of the weather. I'm getting tired of my baseball team doing nothing. I'm so sick of the guy running the baseball team, the Cardinals. I think I'm just in a foul mood.
Looks like you're going to... Put something together for Brendan Donovan.
No, it doesn't sound like it now.
It's over?
Yeah.
Really?
Why?
It fell apart in a day?
No offer, apparently.
Poor guy. Maybe you could trade him to Cleveland.
Well, they can still make an offer, but I don't know what they even settled on an arbitration. They had to settle that.
Well, it's the deadline's later tonight. So
I thought it was noon.
I thought it was 8, but I don't know.
I don't think you do know.
I don't think it's noon.
I can tell you that I don't know.
I think it was noon. Did not reach an agreement with Brendan Donovan. Their past practice has been to go to a hearing. So that's apparently,
they're going to the...
Unless a multi-year deal can be agreed upon. And so they haven't settled with Brendan Donovan.
7 p.m. Central.
No, it was noon.
The deadline for both sides to submit arbitration figures is later this evening.
That's a different thing.
At 7 p.m. Central.
That's a different thing. Go to hearing. Don't
hearing
don't
is late, way later.
Don't,
after
don't
they
mess with me. Tired of
I
it.
I don't like arbitration hearings. You shouldn't make a practice of that in your organization.
Well, I don't like them either.
Another way the Cardinals are falling very flat. Because in those arbitration hearings, the front office and the guys talk about how bad the players are. So they don't
no,
have to
they
pay
don't
them as
talk
much.
About how bad the play. They talk about the deficiencies.
Same diff, man.
Of the players.
That's
like if I was
the same thing.
If you were to go to an arbitration hearing here, I'd have to talk about your deficiencies.
You think? You think
could take?
You think Brendan Donovan's
could take several hours?
Well, this wasn't funny, so I'm going to continue on topic. Do you think Brendan Donovan leaves that meeting feeling good about himself?
Sure, he does.
Not at all.
He's a good player. as you like to say.
Good player.
He is a good player.
Good player, so St.
Maybe
Louis.
Treat him like one.
So exactly.
Well, I think they're going to sign him to a longer-term deal. This doesn't mean they can't do that.
You said they're going to a hearing.
They could.
Oh, my
unless
goodness.
They sign him to a longer-term deal. They're probably.
You just made it sound like they're
where
not.
Where they're going. I didn't make it sound like that at all.
You don't know what you're
what
talking
I said
about.
Was, is
am
it,
I wrong here?
If you went to an arbitration hearing.
Yeah, we all got that.
They would be coming out of the woodwork to talk about your deficiencies.
Well, I don't think I know any.
I might even call
I don't
Duda
either.
In.
I'd still leave there with a check.
You wouldn't call me in because you never know what I'd say.
What would you say about Jeff?
Well, that day I might be like, nah, I don't got any deficiencies for the kid.
I don't see.
What about
any.
Another day?
I could say he's got like a top 10 list.
Of deficiencies.
Possibly.
Well, that's
you
just the
know.
Top 10.
You never know. You'll be rolling the dice, that's for sure.
Anyway, what do I have tonight? Last night
Semis.
I had the Cavs and who'd they play again?
Oh my god.
Oh my. You got Notre Dame and Penn State tonight.
Yeah, I do have that.
If you want to watch that.
I do want to watch that.
I'm going to plop down, eat some stew, and go to bed.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going to go home, eat some leftover whatever, and go to bed.
Not going to watch the game tonight?
I might be sleeping by 6 o'clock tonight. There's
I don't
chance.
Blame you.
Wait. It's well after
or
6.
Or 8 o'clock, I mean.
I don't blame you.
Okay, I don't know what time it is. I got to go to work at 3:30. I don't
know what
time.
Know what time
it is. I don't
Does
know.
Anybody
what it
really
is.
Know what time it is?
Chicago.
That ought to be our theme song.
Now. I agree. We should change it. We should change the theme song. To that.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, like I said earlier in the show, yesterday we happened to be out at 5.
Really?
Wait, where were we here?
Would you do teleport?
I'm so confusing.
I'm so confused by everything.
I want to have a nap.
So we were out, and there's just there's so many cars out. And really, at any time of the day.
Where were you?
There's been... Oh, you don't need to know.
Well, I want to know what part of this...
No, don't worry about it.
Because we were out.
Where were you?
We went swimming, of course.
Well, I wasn't out there.
You weren't in that area?
Well, no. You weren't out if you were in.
But we... There's a lot of people at the Y.
Yeah, but you weren't out.
A lot of
out.
Games going on, a lot of classes, a lot of stuff.
You weren't out if you were in.
But we went out. You didn't go out.
I was out.
You weren't outside.
No, I was out, but I was out driving in the
Oh, so was
doors.
I.
We stopped over at the Artichoke and got dinner.
Artichoke's a good place. Love the Artichoke.
I hope they're not listening.
Uh-oh.
Their chili yesterday was subpar.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
They're probably listening.
It had a huge green chunk in it.
And, it's called jalapeno.
It wasn't jalapeno.
What was it?
It was a huge green thing. And
probably a pepper of
I'm not a fan
avocado.
Of the. I'm not a fan of that. And they forgot to put crackers in the bag. And chili without crackers. I'm sorry.
Need crackers.
Crackers or Fritos, you gotta
put something.
You know
a good place for chili, either of you?
You know whose chili's not bad is Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's chili. That's
I like Wendy's chili too.
That's the recipe we use when we make chili.
You don't know their recipe.
Oh, I'd take it off whatever the internet
tells
me.
Well, let me ask. I call my wife. She makes a great chili.
Would you ask Duda?
You were thinking about making chili tonight.
Oh, you can do it yourself. I'm not asking.
Dia, if you're listening later today, right now.
Well, she should be. It'll be, where she's on the drive home right now.
She
sure is.
And you're going to make some chili. Oh, Jason just bragged on your chili.
My chili's good. Don't sell my chili short.
I bet Diaz was better.
Probably, but mine's still good.
Why don't you bring over a
Well, next time I make it, I will.
Why don't you make it tonight and bring it over tomorrow, and we'll have it for dinner while we're here.
Because we got that stew. Got that stew going
Who
tonight.
Who made the stew?
Well, that's all right.
Well, my wife will,
going.
But I'll help her.
Make the chili while it's finishing up when you get home.
That's a possibility.
I need groceries, but I can't call Dylan's because they don't have anything in stock.
Man. What are you going
to
do?
Just go there.
Yeah.
I may have to go over there.
Make a trek out. I love going to the grocery store.
I used to
As
love
does
it.
Duda.
Then
you said so before.
I do.
Then I didn't like it anymore.
It's fun.
It's the only place I will shop. I will not go to a store to get anything else, to look at stuff, but I will go to the
grocery store. You won't go buy a shirt or something?
No.
Really?
No.
Your wife buys all your clothes?
Well, she showed me this. What'd that take, 6 minutes?
Yep. That's it.
I mean, let's,
the simplest thing in the world.
When you said that, what, your wife buys all your clothes? I mean, come on, Jeff.
Well, it's still kind of embarrassing, but...
Is it?
Why is that embarrassing?
Not at all.
I don't know. Pick out your own stuff, man.
You buy your clothes?
Of course.
You do?
Of course.
All 8 of your items.
Exactly, but I bought them. These are nice pants.
Why'd you buy that hoodie?
It's comfortable.
Your wife wouldn't have picked that
up. I'm a hoodie guy. I love wearing hoodies. You'll see me in a hoodie just about every day in the winter.
They have a dress code over at KWCH?
I guess not.
Have they ever said anything?
No.
Nobody, when you come in, has ever used their foot to tap the alarm.
I don't. Is that, that's different.
In what way?
That doesn't have anything to do with a dress code.
Oh. Well, I mean, they might be thinking, who's this guy?
Well, I have a key to get in, so they assume I probably work there.
Does anybody greet you when you arrive? Do they say, hey, Jeff, what's up, man?
Well, me and Andrew exchange pleasantries. Shorzy, we call him. Andrew Shores. Call him Shorzy.
You do exchange. What's his job over there?
He's the morning EP, executive producer.
So he's, hey, Jeff.
He's running the show in the morning.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Yeah, hey, Shorzy.
And he goes for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd fire you on 100%. The spot.
Why?
His last name's Shores.
Why would you fire him?
That guy deserves a little more respect than that.
By the way, Shoresy, season 4, coming out on Crave in Canada, January 24th, February 26th here on Hulu. And, Jason, what? Why don't you share the other bit of news?
What other bit of news?
That has been renewed for season 5 already.
Oh, that's right. Greatest show. Can't wait.
I just couldn't get into it.
That's
too bad.
Perplexing.
I may try again, but it's down the list.
You just have to not take yourself so seriously.
Exactly.
I don't take myself seriously at all.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I love comedy.
Well, then you should love Shoresy.
I don't love vulgar comedy.
But it's not vulgar to be vulgar. They're in on the joke. It's vulgar because that's the comedy style they've chosen. It's not like, oh, we got to make this as X-rated as possible. It's like, no, that's just part of the charm. Dude, am I wrong?
Great charm. Great charm.
Great charm?
Great charm.
We'll see.
Can't get any better.
There's no better show on television.
We'll see. I may watch it.
Well, we can have a season 4 watch party if you want to.
Ooh, how exciting.
I got to get to Hacks. I haven't even watched season 2 of Hacks yet.
I know
that you don't care, but that's got Gene Smart.
Yeah, once Gene Smart won the Golden Globe, you're like, oh, I got to watch it.
No, that's not it at all.
It's a little bit it.
I watched it before she won any Golden Globe.
You love that prestige television.
Well, because why?
I don't know.
Because I have prestige.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
It's true.
Thank you.
It's true.
put your hat on, Ryan, then we'll talk about prestige.
Have you been watching Landman?
Yes.
Did you watch the last episode with Jerry Jones?
Yes.
I thought Jerry did a good job.
He did a good job.
He did a great job.
I wonder how many takes it took. But he did a good job.
I doubt that many. He's just being Jerry Jones,
exactly.
Wasn't he?
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
he was
good. I like that show. But the way they portray the women in that show, my goodness.
How about the way the women portray themselves in that
show? Well, that's what I mean, but they're being, those parts are being written for them.
Jason doesn't mind.
I'd say he'd mind if his daughter,
it'd be different, totally different.
How would it be different? Explain that.
When Billy Bob is talking to his daughter, it's just, I'm like, oh God, now what?
Well, how about when the mother is talking to the daughter?
Well, that's true too. She's a beauty. It's just like she went from Varsity Blues right to there.
Yes.
Exact same.
Who plays the mother?
Allie Larder, who's somewhat attractive.
Yeah, you think?
All right, we'll take a break. We've got picks to make. We'll make them next. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Only You, I loved it. Ringo Starr featuring John Lennon and Harry Nilsson from the first week of January 1975 was number 6 on the charts. Good remake of that song. All right, we're ready for picks. Jason Duda trying to hold on for dear life as I make my late season charge.
Oh, man. So concerned.
Yeah, you ought to be.
I just said it.
Here we go. College semifinals, one game tonight. It is Notre Dame and Penn State. Looking forward to watching this game.
Let's Anthony's go, here, Bob.
Penn State, Notre Dame. It's a pick 'em. I'll start here. I like Notre Dame to win this one for 4. What about you, Jeff?
I got Penn State. I think Penn State's better than Notre Dame. I've got Penn State for 3. We do have Anthony now.
Duda.
What? You want me to pick?
If you could, yeah.
I can do that. Look, I like Notre Dame, but they played Georgia without their quarterback, so their defense can look good. I think Penn State's going to win this game. I got Penn State for 4.
Max, what do you think?
Well, Abdul Carter, the defensive end for Penn State and future New England Patriot, will not be playing. So I'm taking Notre Dame for 2 because Ted had the Notre Dame t-shirt on today.
I like it when New England's bad. No, I don't. Why'd I say that, Jeff?
Because you're angry at Max.
Why am I angry at Max?
I don't know. Why isn't Abdul Carter playing?
Didn't you know that?
Nah, I don't know anything.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
I'm not liking the snow. Christmas is over, so
this nobody likes it. This was a pick'em game, Notre Dame, Penn State. Who do you like?
I think I actually like Notre Dame. It's something about Marcus Freeman. I mean, they've had to overcome losing the University of Northern Illinois, overcome losing to Marcus, and here they are right here, one of the biggest brands in college football. And since this is a pick'em game, I'm picking Notre Dame at 7.
7. That's confident. That's what we like, Anthony. Here's the next football playoff semifinal game to be played tomorrow night, Texas and Ohio State. Ohio State, an 8.5-point favorite in this one. Jeff?
I'm not seeing anywhere where Abdul Carter is out of this game, so I'm going to not believe that until I read it from a reputable source. Ohio State for 5.
OSU for 5. Duda?
It's a sad day when I'm agreeing with Jeff, but I'm on the same path here. I'll take Ohio State for 5.
Beautiful.
Wow. Max, what do you think?
These are easy, huh?
They're playing the game in Texas, so it's almost a home game for Texas. They're at AT&T Stadium, so I'll take Texas for 1.
Wild.
I don't know if that matters. We'll see. Anthony.
Well, Ohio State, I believe, is under more pressure than Texas because the natives in Ohio, they're ready to find any reason to get rid of Coach Ryan Day. So that's a lot of pressure. And like you say, they're in Texas. Some kind of way, something happened to Quinn Ewers, and Arch Manning will come in and save the day. So I'm going to lay 5 on Texas to win this game.
5 on Texas?
What place is he in?
What? You know, Anthony?
Just asking.
Anthony, not that you need my permission, but if you want to get together a group of guys and beat the hell out of Jeff sometime.
Why does it always go to violence with you? Why can't we just make fun of each other and that be the end of it?
I think I like it better. I think I like it better on radio when you guys are going at it and Kevin Saul has a take on it. So I'm not going to get a group of guys to beat the hell out of
Kevin
Jeff.
Kevin Saul have a take on it?
I think 8.5 points is too many. It was six and a half.
That's 6.5.
8.5.
You told us 6.5.
Oh, yeah,
6.5.
6.5. That's close, man. That makes it tougher. I'm going to take Ohio State, given that, for 3.
Who'd Cleveland play last night?
Chargers and Houston in the NFL wild card playoffs. The Chargers, a 2.5-point favorite. We start with Duda.
This is one of those games where everybody's saying, oh, the Chargers are going to win this. Houston's been terrible. But Houston's at home. And if everybody's saying one way, you know what's happening the other. I got Houston for 3.
Houston for 3. Max?
Harbaugh's going to win this one. I like the Chargers for 4.
What about you, Anthony?
I'm going to take the L.A. Chargers for... I'm going to take 5. Harbaugh's been in these moments before, and...
You already took your 5 with Texas.
Oh, I took. Well, I'll lay 4 on the Chargers then.
4. I like the Chargers here too, and I like them for 6. Jeff.
Yeah, I'm with. I'm not with Duda, but I think the same way he's thinking. I just couldn't make myself get all the way there, so I've got the Chargers for 1.
Are you taking them on FanDuel, Jeff?
I would love to pick Houston. I just don't see it. Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
There it is again.
Anthony,
I win.
If you want to get a group together and beat the hell out of Duda, would you? Baltimore, 10.5-point favorite over Pittsburgh. Max.
Yeah, these 10.5. I mean, really, these guys, this is a division game, even though against my better judgment, I'm taking the Steelers for 3. They battle it out. It's never 10.5.
They're playing very poorly right now. Anthony.
Well, the first thing you have to remember, this is Pittsburgh, Baltimore. And, you know, historically, Lamar Jackson, outside of the last game that they played, don't fare too well. Of course, then again, Lamar Jackson hasn't had a Derrick Henry. But I still say 10.5 is too much, more like 8.5 probably. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh to cover 3.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make any sense for 10.5 points, but I think Baltimore is destined.
Zay Flowers isn't playing, Bob. Zay Flowers has been ruled out.
I don't care who's not playing. I don't care if Zay Flowers isn't playing. Terrence Flowers could play in this game.
Nobody knows who that is except us.
Baltimore for 2. Jeff.
2? Where's your confidence? I was listening.
I didn't say I was that confident.
I was listening to Rich Eisen, who's fit in absolutely perfectly in this daytime lineup we have on KFH. And he said the road team in a playoff game between a division opponents has lost by an average of 23 points over the last 4 years. So I'm going to go Baltimore, and I have them for 2.
Same pick I had.
Yeah, exactly.
Duda.
Too many points, but I'm not a fan of this game whatsoever. So I'm just throwing 2. I'm going to take the 10.5. I'll throw 2 on Pittsburgh.
All right. Nobody tremendously confident in that one. Here's one where Jeff is tremendously confident.
You're darn
Denver
right.
Denver and Buffalo. Denver getting 9.5 points on the road against the Bills. Anthony, you're first.
Oh, this will be a good game. Both teams are used to the elements, so if it snows, it's not going to affect either team either way, except maybe the altitude or lack thereof. But it's in Buffalo. These people are amped up. They want to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs. 9.5 is too much. I'm going to go Denver because I got confidence in Bo Nix and their coach. So I take them at 7 to cover the spread.
You already did 7.
All right. I like Denver as well in this one.
He did 7, Bob.
I like him. Pardon me?
He did 7 on Notre Dame.
That was a pick 'em, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
no,
not the bonus.
No, that was you did 7 on. We gotta get moving here, Anthony. How rearrange that? You want to go 6?
Yeah, I'll go 6 then.
6 on Denver. I'll go Denver for 5. I think they're under valued.
Overwhelming. Yes, I agree. They're underwhelming. 8 on Buffalo, please.
Good, Duda. You going with your boy on that one?
Well, I can't go with the boy on that one because I'm going to go 8 on Denver.
Uh-oh.
Game on, tough guy.
Really? You're dumb.
Max?
I know. That's why I'm winning.
Josh Allen's on a mission. Bills for 7.
Josh Allen's the man.
All over the
place. He's not going to win the Super Bowl, but he is.
Lots of confidence and all over the place in that game. Green Bay, Philadelphia, the Eagles 4.5 point favorites. I'll start. Even with a backup quarterback, in case Jalen Hurts can't answer the bell, I like Philadelphia for 1. Jeff.
As I said, these NFL games are easy right down the line. Philly, 7.
Duda.
I don't know. I don't like this one. This is a game I did not like out of all of them. So I'm going to take Green Bay for 1.
I'm going to crush you this week. I'm Max. So excited.
Jalen Hurts was sharp in practice. Jordan Love has an elbow problem. Eagles for 8.
8. Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, Green Bay has some problems. Christian Watson, whatever his name is, he's out. And like you say, Jordan Love, the elbow problem. So I guess it's safe enough to say Love hurts. See how I did that?
I like it.
Philly in 3.
Philadelphia for 3. Washington in Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay a 3.5 point favorite. Jeff.
Could be a field goal game, but not for me. Tampa for 6.
Boy, you all kinds of confidence.
Bring it.
Well, Tampa did pump them the very first game of the year, but things have changed.
Remember?
I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair. Last team who has the ball wins. So I'm taking Washington for 6.
Max.
You can't be serious. Baker Mayfield with Goodwin and Evans? Come on. Bucks for 5.
Godwin's been out for 3 months.
He'll be back.
Well, they have McMillan. Let's go.
Who you taking, Max?
Bucks for 5.
Tampa Bay for 5. Anthony?
I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. And I can't believe I'm about to do this. But I'm going to take the Commanders. But I'm going to give
4
confidence points. 2 confidence points.
All right, you took Philadelphia for three and Pittsburgh for three. You're killing me. But other than that, how about going one on Philadelphia?
All right, one on Philly. That'll work.
All right.
Yeah.
I like, in this game, I like Washington. And I like them, and I like them a lot. And there's a reason I like them. And I'm going to put seven.
You can't quite come up with it, can you?
I'm going to put seven on that one.
Max and I are rolling.
Here's the bonus game, Minnesota, the Rams, in L.A., we hope. Although that game could still be moved, I suppose. And by the way, really terrible what's happening out in Los Angeles. This is a pick 'em game. Duda, we start with you. This is a bonus game.
I know what I want to do, but if the game's moved, I want to switch. Can I put that in there?
No, sir.
All right.
Nope.
Rams for 10.
Max.
I like the Rams, but only for 6.
What about you, Anthony?
Well, so this is the bonus game right here. That's what threw me because I seen pick on Penn State and I didn't see pick on the Rams game. But I'm going to take 10. I'm rolling the dice. 10 on Minnesota.
10 on Minnesota.
Arnold Vincent Ghost.
I'm going to take Minnesota for 8. Jeff.
Really? Minnesota for 10, of course. This is a gift. Wrapped.
Duda could be in trouble.
Did you see Darnold last week, Jeff? He was seeing ghosts. He reverted to Sam Darnold.
Didn't play well. He's fine.
Finally, we got a college basketball game to finish it. Kansas on the road to play the Cincinnati Bearcats coming up Saturday. I made the line here. I think it's probably going to be close to what the actual line is. 5.5. Max, we start with you.
I'll go KU for 9.
For 9?
9?
Isn't it the 9th game?
You've got...
What has happened?
Oh.
What? We only pick 8.
You got your 6-point game left.
Oh, okay, 6. I counted the bonus game. I'm sorry.
Anthony.
He's been here every week.
What number do I have on the book? Normally I have this stuff written down, so I don't have nothing written
down. You got to write this down. You're responsible for your own pick.
You've got your 8-point game left. 8-point game. Who you got?
And this game is in Cincinnati? And we never know what KU team.
Yes, sir.
I'm taking Cincinnati in 8.
Cincy for 8. I like Kansas in this one. I will take Kansas for 3. Jeff.
KU for 4.
And Duda.
Didn't Cincy lose to K-State?
Yes.
Yeah, Kansas for 7.
Never know. This road thing is a different animal. January 6, 1975. The girl I was seeing at the time loved that song, Mandy, from Barry Manilow.
I'm sure she did.
I had it playing in the car all the time.
The girl's name was Mandy, or is that the name of the song?
How desperate. You like this song? I'll play it 40 times.
Yeah. Well, I knew what...
When you got to try, you got to try.
I knew where it was going to lead to.
When it's not when you're not that good looking or charming, you got to do what you can.
Oh, really? I wasn't that good looking, huh?
I was talking to Jeff, but I guess if you want to jump in the conversation.
Well, you were talking about me.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
What's wrong with you today? That makes sense now.
I don't know. Holidays.
Well, the holidays are over.
That's why.
You're stressed?
You missed the holidays?
What happened? Was there holidays?
What are you talking about?
Where are you guys right now? Are you all right?
I missed the holidays. When were they? I don't know. I don't say something.
Either you've hit your head on something or you're I don't know.
Are you here tomorrow?
Who's here tomorrow?
I don't know.
Jeff, handle him.
I think you guys are here tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know.
After today's performance, you may be right.
Oh, thank goodness. I knew if I did bad that they wouldn't have to come back.
Are you coming or not?
Well, I was told I was coming.
Okay, well, that'll be fun.
You gonna have a game?
Oh, no, I'm not coming. Won't be here.
Maybe with the new year, you can come up with a brand new game.
It's called Password.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Just change the name, make it the same thing.
The fact
Word
that
it, pass.
The fact that you're both mad about it, there's a good chance that that's where it's
going. Oh, I love it. I can't wait to play Password.
Oh, you'll be set then.
So you will not watch the Notre Dame.
I don't know
Penn
what
State
we're
going to
watch tonight. I don't know what's going to happen.
But that's out.
No, that's not out. But we'll see.
What time does it start?
I believe 7:30.
Ooh,
might be out.
What time do you go to bed?
Just whenever.
Well, don't you have to get up early?
Usually, yeah.
I'll probably watch part of it.
Yeah, it's snowing it now. We know there's going to be a lot of...
Oh, it's 6:30.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
That's better.
College football.
I like that.
Make that game much more accessible.
So much.
Well, it is. It'll be over by 10.
Yeah, for sure.
And on a snowy night, what better thing to watch?
Absolutely.
There's nothing much else to watch. It's what day is it? Thursday?
I do
Except
like
Matlock's
that.
On. Isn't Matlock back?
No,
right
Matlock's
not
back for another 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
End of the month.
These shows take these long winter breaks now. And it drives me crazy.
High potential not even
Although
back.
Yeah, it is.
It was? They showed yesterday?
Yeah, it was on. We watched it Tuesday.
What was?
High potential.
We've been delving into FBI International. We like FBI and FBI Most Wanted.
And FBI Miami and FBI
now we're
Sioux
into
Falls.
FBI International. And it's fantastic.
Well,
you know, they do it on location. So the countries you get to see are pretty cool.
FBI is a federal organization.
It was Portugal.
That's Duda.
Well, why are they in Portugal if it's the FBI? What are they doing?
Because these are Americans that are involved in crime internationally.
Oh.
You guys may be the two dumbest people to ever be on a radio show. I mean, I just, I'm astounded that I'm sitting here doing this with you guys.
That was such an easy trap for
I'm
though.
I'm around smart people almost all the time.
You're not around people most of the time.
The ones I'm around are smart.
Name six.
Well, I don't need to name six.
Exactly.
Jeff and Jason.
Yeah, net four more.
Does your
top
your
two
wives,
smart people?
Do your wives take pride in this?
My wives love me.
All of them.
Tell me why.
Did you understand?
Tell me.
I don't know. I keep her entertained.
Let's say somebody was to pull Shannon aside and say, "What's the number one attribute of your husband?"
He's funny.
Because we're not seeing it.
He keeps me young. He, you know.
There's a lot.
There's so many.
So many.
What would Dia say?
Charming.
Same question.
She's busy. She can't answer that right now.
What do you mean she's busy?
She can't answer that question.
Would she potentially make chili for us?
Absolutely not.
I can't get that out of my head now.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to.
I think I have her number, and if I requested a nice big bowl of chili, you know. That.
Wow.
I don't think that's going to happen for you.
Nope. I don't think so either. I don't
what
think
about
would
you?
Help.
Would you make some chili?
No. I don't have chili ingredients, so I'm going to offer to my wife, hey, you go get the ingredients, I'll cook the chili, or I'll help you cook the stew, and we'll do that. But those are going to be the options.
And I doubt she'll
want to stop, so it'll probably end up being the stew.
Oh, that stew sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is very good.
Oh, I'm having cheeseburger soup tonight. Awesome.
Oh, that sounds good. Save
so
us
you guys
some of
both
that.
Pick Penn State tonight. The rest of us pick Notre Dame. I love that coach at Notre Dame. He's fun to listen to. And I'm pulling for the guys.
Well, that's good. But
I've never been an Irish fan.
Me neither. I've never been a fan of either one of these teams.
I like Notre Dame.
But I like, and boy, those helmets. Are those the best helmets?
The Golden Domers, of course.
I know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're nice.
And Penn State's always been so drab and just, you know, we're Penn State. We're not going to put anything fancy in our uniforms or our helmets.
That's right.
It's just
go and play. You don't got to be fancy with your helmets. And, oh, we'll make people like us because look at our helmets. How embarrassing. That you've fallen
Ohio
into that
State,
trap at your age.
Ohio State's uniforms with those little decals. And then you got Texas.
Every team has decals.
Wait a minute, Bob.
The thing I like about Texas is the burnt orange.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Bob, but I have a promo where you complain about that.
What?
Bob, you were complaining about all the decals on the helmets. In fact, the promo ends.
I don't like them.
I thought you just said you liked them.
No, he said he doesn't like them.
I don't like them.
Ah,
thanks for interrupting my flow.
Ah, sorry.
God, I had it going on there.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Probably your best segment so far.
Here's a guy. Me. Give me a decal.
No, they don't just take them. They're handed out by the coaches.
Right. Gimme.
No. They have to do certain things to earn them.
Can I have a decal?
Or maybe I'll earn a decal.
Hey, I made a tackle. Where's my decal?
I hate you.
I win. All right, that's a wrap on a Thursday show.
Thank God.
I'm going to go get my decal.
Too late. It's over.
I already won.
No, he buried it.
We'll be back tomorrow. Jason Duda will join us. We'll see you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.